Hi, everybody at every campus, folks joining us online. I'm so glad you're with us for Christmas Eve. You know, when Jesus was born, the good news was announced to shepherds. The shepherds were the first ones to spread the word about Jesus. And this was fitting because when Jesus grew up, he said he was the good shepherd for the human race. Now, the reason this is so important is that people often think about God as this distant figure way out there. People think of religion as doctrine you're supposed to believe or as rules that you're supposed to follow. But God is a person, and God wants a personal relationship with you. And that's what I want to talk with you about for these few moments at Christmas Eve. You know, the relationship that Jesus would use to talk about how God wants to care for you is the way that a shepherd would care for his sheep. In fact, the Bible talks about sheep more than it does any other animal. The Bible mentions cattle 131 times, dogs 41 times, eagles 26 times. Want to know how often the Bible mentions cats? Zero. Cats are not in the Bible. You can look it up. Cats were a mistake. God regrets them. But sheep and shepherds are in the Bible about 500 times because they tell us something real deep about the human condition. Sheep need a shepherd. There are other kinds of animals that run wild, wild dogs, wild horses, wild boars. There's no such thing as wild sheep. Sheep need guidance. Sheep tend to make bad decisions. And we're that way. That's why the prophet Isaiah said, "All we, like sheep, have gone astray." We're just that way. A few years ago in eastern Turkey, in a village, there was a flock of sheep whose shepherd wasn't with them. The lead sheep went off a cliff. Guess what the rest of the sheep did? You'd think one of them would have said, "I don't know about this. Everybody keeps going over the cliff, but nobody is coming back. Perhaps I should pause and reflect before I mindlessly go over the edge." Sheep don't think this way. They just think, "Well, Sally went, Pete went. I guess I'll go. Doesn't sound like a bad idea to me." And we can be that way. Live overstressed, hurried, exhausted, no margin. Everybody else is. Sure, I'll do that. Be a slave to what other people think about me. Flirt with a temptation or an addiction that I know will harm me. Neglect God, neglect what matters most. I'll go over that cliff. Now, when Jesus grew up, he knew all of this about human beings. We're told in the Bible, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Everybody needs a shepherd. It stings our pride, but it's true. And your shepherd is whomever or whatever you are trusting your life to. Your shepherd is who or whatever you're counting on to take care of you, to watch out for you, to make your life worthwhile, to guide you. My job is my shepherd, or my 401k is my shepherd, or what other people think of me is my shepherd, or maybe it's alcohol, or a relationship, or a success, but we all have one. Choose your shepherd very carefully. Because when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you will, your job or your money or your success will not shepherd you there. Here's the good news. If you want, you can have Jesus for your shepherd. Jesus would say, "I am the good shepherd." You might have heard of hospitals or churches or schools called Good Shepherd. This is where that title comes from. Jesus is real, and he wants to care for you and watch over you and guide you and be your ever-present friend. Now, this doesn't mean that nothing bad will ever happen to you if you follow Jesus. It means that whatever happens to you, you will never face it alone. It means you actually can get to know the Good Shepherd. And Jesus talks about this in the most personal way. Here's what Jesus says. "The sheep listen to the shepherd's voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger." And you may be wondering, I kind of was, if sheep really do know their shepherd's voice. So I actually went to a sheep ranch to get ready for this talk and ran an experiment. Take a look. So we're running a little experiment. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And the experiment is, do sheep really know a shepherd's voice? And will they really respond? This is Leslie. She's a shepherdess. And I'm the false shepherd. And now we're going to see what happens. Come to me, sheep. Sheep, come. I'm your leader. Sheep, come on, sheep. Why would you come? Is there something wrong with me? Hang on a second. Sheep, come. I love you. You stupid sheep, come on. Sheep, come here. Sheep, is there something? Apparently we got the remedial sheep. My whole church is watching. You're making me look bad. You stupid little sheep. Those sheep are hopeless. They will never come for anybody.
Come on, girls, let's go. Come on. In we go. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's a good girl. Come on, Matthew. Good, good.
Actually, you think this was bad. One of the sheep didn't just ignore me. He got downright rude. Take a look.
Don't you know I love you? Don't you know I care for you? I'm starting to feel rejected. That's really rude. You know what? Same to you, buddy.
I will bet you did not think you were going to see a sheep do that at a church service. Merry Christmas, only at Menlo. Here's the point. Just like sheep come to know and trust and follow their shepherd's voice, you can do that with Jesus. You can learn to know his voice, get a Bible, read about his matchless life, study his teaching, and seek to do what he says, asking for his help, and you will come to know his voice. Pray to him every day. Ask him to strengthen you. Tell him what's on your heart. Surrender to his will. Your will be done. You will come to know his voice. When you do something wrong, and you will, confess it to him freely. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him, Lord, how can I make amends to whomever I've wronged? And then go do it. And you will come to know his voice. And not just that. God doesn't just want you to know his voice. He wants you to know his love. It's a beautiful picture. Jesus said about the good shepherd, he calls his sheep out by name. When we were at that little sheep ranch, the woman that would shepherd the sheep actually would call them out by name. When we love animals, we give them names. You never call your dog or your cat, hey, you. Now, when Jesus says this, it means that God knows you individually. It's not just God so loved the world. It is God so loved Emily. God so loved JD. God so loved Al. Your body, your temperament, whether you are a thinker or a feeler, an introvert or an extrovert, coordinated or clumsy, tall or short, spontaneous and free-spirited or a list maker, prone to be anxious or addicted or depressed or divorced or filled with doubts, God is not neutral about you. God is not distant from you. God loves you because God made you. You know, even for us as humans in our lives, we're attached to what we make. When our kids were small, I got a table from IKEA, and I put that table together all by myself. I love that table, man. I was proud of that table. I took a picture of that table and put that picture on our refrigerator. Eventually, that table fell apart, but until it did, we used it for weeks. Your picture is on God's refrigerator. How much does God love you? This much, Jesus said. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And Jesus did that for the people that he loved. Jesus died on a cross to express the depths of God's sacrificial love for the forgiveness of my sins and yours, to give us all a fresh start, and then the hope of the resurrection. Now, you may think of yourself as a not very religious person. You should know Jesus cares about you too. He especially cares about you. In fact, Jesus actually said, when he was talking about himself as the good shepherd, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Maybe you're one of those sheep who says, you know, I've been to church a few times. I kind of don't like it. I don't think I belong in that pen. I will tell you a secret. Sometimes I kind of don't like it either, and I work at a church. See, Jesus came to Israel. They thought of themselves as God's people, but he says, I have other sheep, Gentiles, sinners, atheists, skeptic, outsider, rebel, scoffer, mocker. And yet this man, Jesus, is strangely compelling. So, I want to invite you this Christmas to make Jesus your shepherd. Here's how you do it. You put him in charge of your life. You ask him to forgive all the ways that you've messed up. You tell him that from now on, it is your intention to be under his care. And then you begin to talk to him every day. Get into a little flock. You know, at our church, we're studying his most famous talk every weekend, and we'd love to have you be a part of that if you live in the Bay Area. And if you do this, if you make him your shepherd, Jesus promises, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord. You will be with God forever in this world and the life to come. That's what it means to make Jesus your good shepherd. Now let's pray. And if you want, tell Jesus right now, I'd like to have you as the shepherd of my life. Jesus, I want you to forgive my guilt and shame and regret, my sin, and to become my friend and my guide. I want to be in a personal relationship with you. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who just made that decision. We thank you that God, you sent Jesus to earth. Thank you that he is the good shepherd. I pray for everybody who needs a shepherd today, that they will come to know and love and follow Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.